Okay, so it's the Rebbe Yad Hashem. We're continuing in the ninth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and we are up to parak tes, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to tell us when we would apply the principle of Kana and Pogimbo, that you don't have to wait for a Beis Din, you don't have to go to Edim and Asra or any of that. You could just have whoever witnesses someone committing these crimes could take the law into their own hands and kill the person. So Agoni Ves HaKasva, if someone steals a Kasva, Kasva is a particular type of Kli, of a Kli Sharis that was used in the Beis Mikdash, but over here it means any type of klisharis, lavdafka, a particular type. Makalo b'kosim, or someone who curses someone using a fake god. V'abola ramitz, or someone who sleeps with an arami woman in public. Kanoim pogimbo, so anyone who's a big tzaddik who wants to take the law into their own hands is allowed to go after the person and kill them. Kohen shashimesh betuma, if a kohen was working in the Beis HaMikdash while tamei on purpose, ein echav akwanim. The other Kohanim do not bring him to Beis Din to get the punishment that he deserves. The young Kohanim would schlep him outside of the Azara, they'd bounce him out of the Azara, and they would break his skull open with baseball bats. If a non-Kohen was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Kiva says he's chayiv chenek v'chamramim bidei shamayim, and the Chamis say that he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim, meaning he's going to die young, but it's not going to be chenek. Moving on to the 10th parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek li'olam haba. That all the Jewish people have a chelek in olam haba. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'ameich kulam tzadikim lom yeshu aretz neitzer mato'ai ma'asei yodai lehispa'er. That all the Jewish people are tzaddikim, and they're going to inherit special land, and it's going to be a great pride. So it says it about all the Jewish people, that they're going to get this special land, and that's a reference to Olam Haba. But not everybody. Everybody. Ve'elu she'en lem chelik olam haba. There are certain people that do not have a chelik in olam haba. Homrein tchias ha'mesim in the Torah. Someone who denies tchias ha'mesim's appearance in the Torah. Meaning, lav dafka that he denies tchias ha'mesim. But even if he denies tchias ha'mesim being in the Torah. Ve'ein Torah min ha'shmayim. Someone who denies that Torah comes from ha'shmayim. Ve'apikoros. Or someone who's an apikoros. Who's mevazet tamil chachamim. Doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Rabbi Akiva omer, even someone who reads Svar Machitzonim, which are Apikorsish books, if someone whispers over a makah, over someone's injury, and he says a pasuk that all the diseases that I gave to Mitzrayim, I'm not going to put on you. Abishalom or Afa Hoges Hashem Bels Yosef, that even someone who pronounces Hashem's four-letter name with the letters, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, instead of pronouncing it as a shame of Adnos, but he just pronounces it as is, also does not have a chelik in Olam Haba. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, we said that someone who steals a klisharis, or someone who curses using a false god, or someone who sleeps in Aramis, anyone could just go and kill the person. If a Kohen was working the Beis HaMikdash Betuma, the other Kohen don't bring it to Bezin, the young Kohen just bring him outside and bludgeon him to death. And if a czar works in the Beis HaMikdash, the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva says he's chayiv chenek, and the Chum says bidei shemayim, he's going to die young. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, we said that all Jewish people have a chelik in Olam Haba based on a pasuk, but there are a few people that do not have a chelik in Olam Haba. People who deny tchias ha'mesim in a Torah, people who deny Torah min ha'shmayim, and an apikoros. Rabbi Kiva thinks even someone who reads apikorsus books, and someone who's lochish al makkah, and he says pasuk to try to make the makkah better. And Abishal says it also includes someone who pronounces the four-letter Shem Hashem is also in Lochelek, the Olam Habab. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up the Parak Yud, Mishnah Beis.